Envy causes pain and unhappiness and can even lead to emotional or physical violence. We slip into envy when we resent others for their achievement or good fortune. There are two basic types of envy. Malicious envy wants the person who has found good fortune to suffer and be stripped of their achievement, status, or possession. Benign envy can be a motivational force to push you to work harder to succeed. Natural-born talent is not equally distributed. No matter how hard I work, I will never beat LeBron James at basketball, or world champion Magnus Carlsen at chess. I'll never be able to sing or entertain a crowd like Bruno Mars, or solve complex physics problems like Nobel laureate Donna Strickland. But talent is not all that's involved. The effort people invest in pursuing their interest or passion is not equal. In the early days of Microsoft, Bill Gates worked almost around the clock and sometimes would not leave the office for days at a time. LeBron James invested thousands of hours practicing basketball, developing his body, and studying the game. Donna Strickland spent decades studying the physics of lasers. The birth lottery plays a significant role in your health, intelligence, physical ability, family support, and the opportunities that are available to you. All of these factors can lead to different levels of value people contribute to society and to different levels of rewards for their contributions. The result is a lot of opportunity for envy. Humans have struggled with envy for a long time. It's one of the seven deadly sins in Christian teachings. In the Hebrew Bible, envy is the motivation behind Cain killing his brother Abel. Hinduism, Buddhism, and Islam all feature prominently warnings about the dangers of envy. Today, we're seeing a backlash against competent, educated, wealthy, and successful people. Billionaires such as Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Bill Gates are frequently vilified on mainstream and social media. This trend is disturbing. Their businesses have created massive value to society, and their companies employ over 1 million people. In addition, Gates and Buffett are voluntarily giving away almost all of their wealth to help solve the world's biggest problems. Bezos is investing billions in space exploration, which will convey massive benefits to society and the development of new technology. There's not a fixed pot of money. Unfortunately, there are people who hold a wrong assumption, that those who have more have taken it from those who have less. Accumulation of wealth is not zero sum. Poker is zero sum because the amount of money in the pot is fixed. Therefore, the person that wins the game is taking money from the players that lose. Life and business don't work this way. Businesses such as Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and Microsoft contribute to lower prices for consumers, employ people, and contribute value to society. Microsoft sells software that supports the growth and success of thousands of businesses, nonprofits, and government agencies. The vast majority of millionaires in the United States earned their wealth. They did not inherit it. A 2017 survey found that 88% of millionaires are self-made. Only 12% inherited their wealth, and most did not grow up in privileged and exclusive country club neighborhoods. Don't allow envy to breed discontent, resentment, and bitterness. Here are a few questions I ask myself to overcome envy when it arises. Do I want to switch places with this person? We don't get to pick and choose parts of someone's life. You can't pick the NBA success and skip the hours of physical training or the relentless media attention. You get the good with the bad. I've yet to meet someone who I'd be willing to trade places with. Has this person worked harder or contributed more value to the world than me? The honest answer is usually yes. Once I acknowledge the contribution and effort of a highly successful person, I'm motivated to work harder. What am I grateful for? Answering this question immediately reframes my perspective and allows me to feel gratitude for all the prosperity I enjoy. Use benign envy to push yourself to work harder to succeed. But let's stop malicious envy. In addition to helping lower the temperature in our public conversations that decide how we govern our communities, we'll help ourselves by reducing our emotional pain and resentment. Learn more at briangitt.com.